the near post. Get there first, don't get there second, don't get there third. The near post, get there first if it's for football news that you thirst. The near post, get there first.
Welcome here to the local radio show. We've got Chris Goddess. My name's Russ Gibbs. Chris Goddess has just come in the studio here. We've got Luke Pilkington as our guest this evening. Good evening, Luke. Good, thanks, man. How are you there, Chris, across the table? You settled in now?
I am. I'm back for another week. I've got the warm jacket on this evening. It's a bit cold outside, but it's another Tuesday and certainly one we've looked forward to for another week.
Certainly is. And what have we got to look forward to this evening apart from a chat with Luke here?
Well, apart from a chat from Luke, we'll take a look at the news headlines as we usually do at the top of the hour. We will have a chat to Luke about his making his A-League debut and the season with Warden Valley. And finally, I believe our near post guru, Eamon Flanagan, went out on the weekend to Canberra Stadium and got in the mix and had a bit of a chat to those in the crowd. So we'll find out what he had to chat about. And finally, we'll take a look at all the games this weekend in the Premier League action.
Good stuff. Looking forward to that.
Oh, mate, should be an absolute cracker. Don't go anywhere. But right now, Russ, I believe you've got some of the news headlines there.
Well, we'll start with, obviously, the big news again. And we mentioned it in the national show. There's the 11 bids being put forward for a new Canberra, for a new Canberra A-League team, for a new A-League team. Well, let's hope it was 11 bid for Canberra. For a new A-League team, we mentioned before that there was some strong opposition to it, but the bid goes in. It's submitted on the 24th of August. We're very confident.
Look, how can you not be? Whenever the FFA extends a deadline for a bid application, it's always a good sign. And especially when they come to you and ask for a bid from Canberra. Signs are looking good. It's about time this bid process is getting rolling. It's like a snowball, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger as we go by every week. And things are looking very positive. Investors coming on board. You've got Ivan Slavich from ActuAgile and Transact on board now. And if anyone's got the contacts, he does. And everything is looking actually quite good.
And there's, of course, 5,000 foundation memberships on sale at $200 a piece. Understand on Thursday morning from 9 a.m. at Bailey's Corner, you can pop down there and sign your support for the Canberra A-League bid. There'll be Canberra Times will be there with a photographer to capture the moment as well. We're hoping to get as many people as we possibly can down there, even if you pull a sickie for 5 minutes or whatever, just to nip down there, sign up, put your money where our mouths are, and let's get some support behind this Canberra bid.
Absolutely. Fantastic to get this initiative. And as you mentioned, get the ball rolling. You need some money in a bank account before you can do anything else, can't you? You can take that. If we can raise $1 million, which is the aim, then you can take that money and chase up other potential sponsors, which is very exciting. 5,000 members, those is a lot. We had 5,000 on the game on the weekend, which is fantastic. If we can get all those guys signed up, then brilliant. But 5,000 is a lot. We know the Central Coast sell out most of their games up there in Gosford, and they've only got 2,000 members. So if we get 5,000, that's fantastic. But every single person that signs up is certainly a step in the right direction, I think.
And I'm understanding that the A-League website, the A-Team for Canberra website, has hit the 1,000 person mark over that now.
It has. It's gone gangbusters. You've had a former Matildas and Canberra City and Tuggeranong United star Amy Taylor signed up as the thousandth fan. A tongue twister there. Amy's now with Wind Television up in Wollongong as a sports reporter, and she's also hosting Fox 8's latest program, Football Superstar. So a great one to be a 1,000th, and hopefully we can get some more on board.
Absolutely. In other news, we've got the National Girls Youth titles, which were won by New South Wales Country at under-15 level and Queensland at under-17 level. A couple of football finishing 7th at under-15 and 6th in the under-17 level. Not a bad effort from the girls there.
Not bad at all. You just have to look at the size of our region. Our association is no bigger than some of the associations in Sydney itself. So when we can mix it with the likes of, you know, Northern New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria, we're doing quite well. And if we can beat states who are similar size, like the Tassies and the Northern Territories, then we're certainly doing pretty well, I believe.
Yeah, and staying on the age group theme, the Qantas Joeys have booked a finals berth at the Asian Youth Championships with a 4-1 win over Malaysia. They played against Singapore today. A couple of local lads in there, Christopher Bush and Ben Harrington, doing the ACT proud.
Absolutely. Two very, very skillful boys who have very promising futures ahead of themselves. I think they've just got to cement their spots in the Joeys. We know that Chris Bush has been a regular member of the Joeys, and we've seen boys coming in and out of that with the likes of Stephen Dominici and Danai Gipari, and also Ben Harrington. So if those boys can continue to get their spots in the green and gold, then I believe the future of, I suppose local football on a national scene is looking quite positive.
Absolutely. And of course, speaking of local, you mentioned 5,000 people there on Saturday to see the Mariners beat the Jets 3-0. A couple of goals from Jedinek and Sasha Petrovsky. Two goals in the first 4 minutes. We'll speak a bit more about that, obviously, because we've got Luke Pilkington here. He made his debut for the Central Coast Mariners.
He had a pretty good view.
And he did score a goal, but we'll mention that a bit later on. He was close up to the action. Good to see so many people there on a cold day, though, Chris.
Yeah, look, the week leading up to it was probably some of the worst weather I've seen in Canberra for about 3 years. It was just incredible. Perfect timing for the Kanga Cup. Every kid out there playing a couple games a day for 5 days now has hypothermia. So good luck to all those kids recovering. No hypothermia, no hospital visits. They're doing well. But it was certainly a wet and cold week. But great to see a lot of those people come out and support the A-League and stay around that extra day.
I believe Laurie McKinnon said it was the coldest day he's ever experienced. And this is coming from a guy who comes from Scotland.
Exactly. On Thursday night when the Young Rockets played in that exhibition match at the AIS, it was wet, it was windy, and it was cold. So I should imagine he was back home instead of being here in Canberra.
Absolutely. So I think we'll talk a bit more about the Mariners game in a moment with our guest Luke Pilkington.
We will indeed. Just quickly before you head on, as mentioned, the Kanga Cup wrapped up last week. If we've just got a quick sec, it'd be great just to go through and recognise some of the local teams who did very well. With in the Under 10 Cup, the Majura Condors went down, unfortunately. In the Boys 11 plate, Woden Valley got up in the battle of the locals between Manara and Woden Valley. Boys 12 plate, Bell North involved in that one, went down to Carnley 4-3. Bell South Lightning got up in the Boys 13 Cup. Morris College went down the Boys 14 plate. Woden Valley claimed the Boys 15 plate. The Boys 16 plate went to Woden Valley in another local derby with Bell Conan. STFA went down to Cumberland in Boys 18 Cup. It was the City Radicals in an incredible penalty shootout. That one went 13-12. That one only just wrapped up yesterday after going for 4 days. Queanbeyan got up 8-1 in the Boys 18 plate. Well, just quickly looking at the girls, it was in the Girls 11s, it was Woden Valley over Gungahlin. The Monaro Panthers over Majura. Again, Majura over Tuggeranong in the Girls 13 Cup. Girls 13 plate, Bell South Panthers. Girls 14 Cup, it was Tuggeranong. Obviously, locals doing quite well in the girls competition. Unfortunately, Western Creek went down to Earlwood. In the Girls 15 Cup, it was the Western Creek Blackhawks defeating the ACT Meteors in penalties. Girls 15 plate, Bell North Lightning defeating Braidwood Bull Ants. It was the STFA in the Girls 16 Cup. And wrapping up in the Girls 16 Cup, it was Canberra City, unfortunately, went down to St. Thomas Aquinas High School Raiders from America. And finally, in the Girls 18 plate, if you're still awake, the STFA Strikers, unfortunately, went down to the Roonga Tigers. Having said that, fantastic effort by all the local teams who made it all the way through to both the Cup and the Plate finals in this year's Kanga Cup.
Certainly is, and it's great to see that the youngsters are coming through and putting their performances in on the field.
Indeed, especially in the girls, when you had either a local side winning or competing in the championship in the Cup and Plate final. Fantastic effort from all those.
Sensational stuff. So we're looking forward to having a chat in just a minute with Luke Pilkington.
Indeed. And so, Russ, we're joined by a very special guest, Luke Pilkington. You made your A-League debut on the weekend for the Central Coast Mariners, taking on the Newcastle Jets at Canberra Stadium in front of a home crowd. What was that like?
Oh, it was just out of this world. It was crazy.
Obviously, a few butterflies before you ran out there.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of the biggest game I've ever played in, and nerves are running high.
Now, did Laurie McKinnon have any choice words for you before you ran out?
When I was on sideline, he just came up, put his arm around me and just said, go play a natural game, gave me a few tips on what he wants me to do, and then just ran on and tried to do as best I could.
You must have had an absolute buzz running out there on a pitch, as we mentioned, 5,000 people. As you mentioned, your biggest game you've ever played in.
Yeah, when my name was called out over the big loudspeaker, the adrenaline started pumping.
Fantastic. Do you remember it, or is it all a bit of a blur?
First five or so were a blur, and then from then on, it was just running hard.
Now, I suppose what not people know, or not many people know about, it was actually your 18th birthday, wasn't it?
Yeah, on the day. Got the number 18 jersey as well. So.
It must have been huge. You were you ran out there in the Central Coast Mariners captain's shirt.
Yeah.
Did you pinch it after the game?
Nah, I didn't manage to do that. Laurie came up before me and gave me a list of numbers and names I could choose from, so I tried to choose closest one to my name and happened to be number 18 as well.
Fantastic. What a great effort. But as you mentioned, what a great birthday present. Certainly one you remember for the rest of your life.
Definitely. Yeah, can't do much better than that, I guess.
Did you have words with Nick Merger afterwards for conceding a foul when you scored that fourth goal with that header from the corner?
Didn't talk to him. I was spewing about it, though. I thought I'd got one.
Can talk us through that. When it came over, you must have felt, here's a chance.
Yeah, well, leading up to it, I think it's Stober or one of the boys said, just run around back to the back post, leave me some room in there. Did as he said, went round, ball came to Ed, just did what naturally comes and put it in, I guess.
How quickly did you realise that the referee had disallowed it?
Well, I thought he'd blown it for a goal. So, but then I saw him pointing as like a free kick and just ran back, got on with it.
You still claim it though, won't you?
Yeah, why not?
Absolutely. So I understand you only heard that you would be playing on Saturday very late on Friday, is that correct?
Yeah, well, I had the internal game in the Youth Rockets on the Thursday night with Laurie McKinnor and Alex Tobin watching, and Ian Ferguson watching us. And then on the Friday, went and trained with the Central Coast Mariners at the AIS again and tried to do as best I could there. And then there'd been talk that there'd possibly be a bench person there. Then Rockets coach Alex Putt came up and pulled me and Taylor aside and introduced us to Laurie and Alex and Ian. And just said, you'll be sitting on the bench, and just shocks it in.
And they sent Taylor away from the Mariners dressing room to sign for the Jets on the morning of the game.
Yeah, it's a quick move, yeah.
Taylor had been talking to me about, because he played obviously against Belconnen in the week before. He said, at least this time I'll have someone to kick the ball around in the warm-up with. And then all of a sudden he'd gone into the other change room. I was like, oh.
All on your own.
Yeah, exactly.
So locally you play for Woden Valley.
Yep.
In the Premier League.
Yep.
Do you think it's a good pathway for you to come through? Are they doing everything they can to push you in the right direction?
Woden, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Paul Gaggs and John have taken a team, we're moving on now. We've just come off the bottom of the table, which doesn't sound too good, but we're up to seventh now. Playing strong, starting to get some wins under our belt, which is what every team needs. And then hopefully we can push on, try and make top four by the end of the season.
So how have these past couple of weeks been for you? You've obviously come off the bottom of the table with Woden Valley, won a few games, gone to play for the ACT Rockets.
Yep.
All of a sudden you're training with the Mariners and you're getting on the bench. Is it all a bit like a dream?
It's just going crazy, yeah. A bit of a dream. It's just a blur, basically. It's gone so quickly.
Obviously, this would have been in your wildest imaginations, this opportunity.
Yeah, well, I've been offered a scholarship over at Oregon State for a football scholarship, I mean. And I was hoping in the next 6 months or so something would come up in Australia to try and, especially with Youth A-League coming along. And so it's just a buzz.
And have you heard anything further from Laurie McKinnor?
Well, after the game, they all congratulated me and said, well done. And Alex Tobin took my number, and hoping to get a call this week sometime, possibly. Maybe have a trial match on the Saturday, this Saturday coming up in Bankstown. Haven't heard any more word about it, but fingers crossed, see what happens.
Would you think twice about moving up to the Central Coast for the summer?
No.
No, straight up there.
Not, yeah.
So we're talking to Luke Pilkington, 18th birthday on Saturday, played against for the Central Coast Mariners against the Newcastle Jets. Initially, what encouraged you to take up football? Has it always been your game?
I started when I was three. I guess Dad and Mum got me into it. Mum being from Scotland, Dad from England. So it was in their blood, I guess.
Not much of a choice then.
Nah, forced into it.
And who were your favourite sort of players and teams when you grew up? Was it the local guys? Or?
I've always liked Arsenal. Being my team.
Oh, boo.
And players like Zola, and I've always had a thing for Bex. Yeah.
Did you always want to be a professional footballer? Is this where you've always aimed to be?
From the beginning, I've always aimed for the top.
Now, how much of a buzz? You're clearly on the right track.
Well, hopefully, out of this situation I found myself in, an opportunity comes up with Youth Rockets, or not Youth Rockets, Youth Central Coast Mariners, or Youth A-League in some way. And yeah, just going from there.
What about your scholarship in America? You mentioned that you were you received an offer from Oregon.
Yeah, last year while playing in like a week-long tournament against other states, so I was playing for ACTAS, and there was a scout there over from Oregon, came and had a look, and we've been in talks with them for the last year, and then they've pulled it through this July. So
fantastic. Now, obviously, is that something you're seriously considering?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah, but that's... If something comes out of this, that's going to be the decision.
And how long would that entail you being away for?
It would be for a four-year degree, so...
And what would you be studying apart from football?
Oh, don't know yet.
Haven't quite gone down that path yet. Let's talk a little bit about the Youth Rockets.
Yep.
You were involved in that. It's a very quick-fire four-week session that you had there with Alex Butt,
yep,
getting together with the guys. How do you think it went for you? Obviously, for yourself personally, it was great, but for the whole group of lads?
Well, getting like the Canberra boys in and getting them seen in front of A-League coaches is just awesome, isn't it? We had the 4 weeks training, as you said, then played against ACTAS in a training match. Before the match, we played against ACTAS in front of Central Coast, or the one before the Central Coast match. And, yeah, it's been a good opportunity for the boys to get their names out there.
It must have been really great to be able to come with a group of guys who have a similar goal and similar ambitions and a similar skill level too, to come in and play and get to know each other and each other's games. I should imagine you've played with a few of the boys along the way.
I've played with most of the boys there. Know them all pretty well through the ranks, ACTAS, and then playing with Wade, and knew a couple of them as well.
From the guys that you did actually play with, we're obviously aware of yourself and Taylor Beaton coming through, and there's a few others. Who else amongst that group do you think has the ability, without putting you too much on the spot, to perhaps take that next step up?
Well, at the training that we went with Central Coast, we've had a couple of boys like Zach Mabry, Ryan Jones, Jonathan Reese, Tim Cole, Matthew Atkins come through, and they've all obviously impressed Alex Butt and, yeah, trying to get a name out them for themselves. They're doing well.
And that'd be fantastic to see a lot of the boys. If, say, you went up to the coast and you went along with a few others, I'm sure that'd make that move a whole lot easier when you've got a few guys you've played with before.
Exactly.
And you could mates back here with.
Yeah, well, me and Taylor have been talking about it, sharing a flat. How good would that be?
Talking it up already.
That's good news that Luke's going ahead there. Where do you think, personally, you think you'd like to be in, say, 5 years or so? Would you like to be cemented with an A-League team, or would you start to be looking at across, perhaps, to moving abroad?
I'd like to be top team A-League, definitely. Going overseas, definitely an option. I went over there in the last 6 months, a couple of trials with a couple of clubs over there. Unfortunately, got injured while I was over there, so I had to cut it short. And then, yeah, just move, see what happens, I guess, in the future.
You were sat in with us when we were talking about the Sydney United sending the players over to Croatia. I mean, obviously, you're saying you've got a Scottish father and a Scottish mother and an English father. Yep. So then, obviously, you could play for England, Scotland, or Australia.
Yeah.
Where would your heart lie?
I'd have to say Australia.
Yeah.
Seriously. Because, I don't know, I wasn't born there. Have an Australian accent.
Absolutely. So, but if someone offered you the opportunity, he's like the guy like that, Robert Kolak, is being offered the opportunity to go to Croatia. If someone came to you and said, look, Luke, here's a contract in an English club, come and play for England. Is that something you would seriously consider?
To play for England or to play for an English club?
To go for an English club and then play for England eventually.
Yeah, well, I'd just have to go along with it, like see what happened.
Yeah.
I'd have to weigh it up, see what offers the most in terms of going further.
Now, obviously, Luke, you mentioned the National Youth League. How excited were you when an initiative such as this was announced?
Well, I came back from injury with Woden, and then 2 days after my game, I'd heard talks of this Rockets team playing in, like, to possibly try and get into a youth A-League team. So I jumped at that, and then, with the youth A-League, it would mean it would be a stepping stone to actually going somewhere now. In the last couple of years, I've been stuck in like between a rock and a hard place of nowhere to go. I was looking overseas, and then with this Oregon offer come up, I thought, oh yes, something's finally happening. And then with Youth A-League, it's just gone even higher. It's good.
Now, you mentioned that you were in ACTAS last year.
Yep.
Was that tough going from ACTAS back to the Premier League?
Yeah, it was. Playing with ACTAS, Milo expected high quality. It was short, sharp, and it was good team we were playing in. I think we came out premiers of reserve league. We played against a couple of Premier League teams, beat them as well. So coming back into the Premier League, it was with Woden. It's not saying it was a downgrade to Woden, but Woden's developing now, and we're starting to get into it. Like, we're forming a team that can go places, I think.
Fantastic. Now, Luke, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
That's all right. Pleasure.
And what would be a few short-term goals of yours?
Definitely try and push on with this Central Coast Mariners opportunity. Push on that. Play well for Woden. Impress and just have a ball.
And we'll be talking up that goal that Luke scored. I'm saying it's 4-0. I'm giving
it. We'll claim it's 4-0, yeah. Absolutely.
And that was Ben Williams disallowing that. What's he supposed to be doing? He's a local man.
Yeah.
Come on, Ben, help us out here.
Exactly. But until then, we mentioned the A-League game this weekend, or that just passed. It was the third year in a row that Canberra's been treated to such high-quality football. And to get the grand final rematch here in our own backyard was certainly an incredible one. And a fantastic opportunity for all the locals that went out there.
It certainly was. And I think the Central Coast Mariners, I'm not sure what it is about Canberra that they love, but they've won again. I mean, they won 3-0 here against Sydney last year. They've beaten Belconnen twice here. They beat the Rockets comfortably, and they've won again 3-0 on Saturday. Not only are they winning games, they're winning games comfortably and well. And they did look a class above Newcastle Jets on the weekend.
Yeah. They did. Now, I don't want to go starting rumours or anything, but say if the A-League, Canberra A-League bid was to fall over, would we see Central Coast move down to Canberra? They seem to have a pretty good record down here.
The boys after the game, they were talking about playing here more often because they're always winning.
I think we'd certainly welcome that, wouldn't we?
Well, until we get a team down there, it'd be great to see some proper competitive A-League matches being brought down to Canberra. And if the Central Coast feel the need to want to bring some down there, I'm sure we'd get a decent turnout, especially in the summer down at Bruce Stadium. Obviously, it's a bit cold and windy out down there on the weekend. In the summer, if they wanted to bring some down during the season, I think we'd get a few there. What's your views, Luke? Do you think that'd be a good idea?
Yeah, I think that would be great move. besides, we need a Canberra league. We need a team in there to boost Canberra, get some local players in there, and just, yeah, but Central Coast coming down here, that would be something, wouldn't it?
I think there's an agreement currently with the FFA that the teams have to play at home for a certain number of years, and I think actually this one coming up may be the last.
It may well be, and if that's the case, then until we get our foot in the door, then it might be a possibility.
I think it's a fantastic opportunity. You know, 2020 cricket's taking off around the world. The short version is played during the evening under lights. I think we could see, you know, football is a very similar length during the summer. If you can get crowds out there, so early evening on a summer's night, I reckon it'd just be perfect, beautiful night.
Absolutely, and I think it's a good idea. And what we've got there with Canberra, we're going to be behind our own team. Let's get these people buying these memberships, these foundation things. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment.
Yeah, absolutely. But as mentioned, we've had the new post guru, Eamon Flanagan, out there on the weekend. He took the time out from up in the stands to have a bit of a chat with those in the crowd and find out what they really think about an A-League team.
Well, look, at this point, we have in place funding for National League teams. We have a model with which we can support those teams. Of course, if there are more teams in the pool, I'll need to look at expansion of that funding. That's down the track, though. What we're keen to do in this first instance is, and we have provided financial support for tomorrow's match, but we want to see a strong crowd support, strong community support for this project. And then look to have some further detailed discussions with Ivan and his team around how the government can assist. But it's more than just the government, Tim. This is about an entire footballing community, an entire Canberra community getting behind a bid.
That's in your interest, isn't it?
Well, absolutely, for the long-term benefit of this venue. And then, of course, if we project ahead to a possible Australian bid for the World Cup in 2018 or 2022, we were certainly conscious of the need to upgrade this facility to be part of that. And, of course, having additional sort of national-grade matches at this venue provides a further incentive for further redevelopment here at Canberra Stadium. Hi, Andrew Barr, ACT Sports Minister. Very pleased to support the A-League bid.
Walter Komet here from the Canberra referees. Fully support the Canberra bid for the A-League team. Hopefully we'll get there.
Hi, I'm Laurie McKenna from the Central Coast Mariners, and I support the Canberra A-League bid.
And you want to be the manager one day?
And my contract runs out in a few years.
Hi, I'm John Hutchinson from the Central Coast Mariners, and I support the Canberra A-League bid.
I'm Chris Scottish from Capital Football, and I support the A-League bid.
I'm Maren Sherwood, I'm from the Canberra Times, and I support the A-League bid.
Yeah, g'day.
Don't do that, I'll play it. You know what
I'm like. Reedy yeah. from O'Connor, and I support the A-League bid.
Okay, Zach Patafta from support Radford College, and definitely supporting a bid for the A-League team for Canberra.
I'm Tim Gable from ABC Sport. I support the Canberra A-League bid.
I'm Sean Ongtong from Belconnen United, and I support the Canberra A-League bid.
Yeah, I'm Marco Brkic, Canberra FC.
Hi, it's Senator Kate Lundy. I'm playing football for the first time this year for Canberra City, and I'm here watching the Mariners play the Newcastle Jets in their rematch, and I'm here to support a Canberra A-League bid. We need a team, guys.
Jason Lancer from Curva Coaching. I support the A-League, especially the Canberra bid.
Yes. I'm Gordo, I'm from Tuggeranong United, and I support the Canberra A-League.
I'm Sebastian Hogan from Tuggeranong United, and I support the Canberra A-League team.
I'm Riley McGowan from Roden, and I support the Canberra A-League bid.
I'm Matthew Cohen from Roden, and I support the Canberra A-League bid.
Excuse me, do you support the team for Canberra?
I'm Ivan's Roden.
Well, then you do. It's actually signing off.
We already signed up.
Yeah, good on you. Okay, nice to meet you.
I'm Zoe Blackman from Chisholm, and I support the Canberra A-League bid.
Beautiful. My name's Andrew Lewis, and I support the Canberra A-League, and I play for Bell North.
Hi, I'm Billy. I'm from Bell North, and I support the Canberra A-League.
Hello, I'm Paul Foster from the AIS, and I support the Canberra bid for a team in the A-League.
My name's Ian Shaw. I'm from Capital Football, and I do support the A-League bid.
I'm Hewat Johnson. I'm from Majura, and I would like to see a Canberra A-League team.
I'm Maddie Morty, and I'm from Manara, and I would like to see an A-League team in Canberra.
I'm Tom Motherwell from Miss Angel Soccer, and I would love to see an A-League team in Canberra.
Hi, I'm Steve Dosbot, Brindabella Blues Soccer Club, and this is fantastic crowd. Love to see us back in the A-League.
I'm from Capital Football Referees, and I'd love to see a Canberra football team here. And I'm Clive McKillop.
Fantastic to see here. So many supporters out there who will go all the way and back at Canberra A-League bid, and let's hope we can get those, all of them, down to Service One members banking on Thursday, the 17th of July at 9 a.m. That one's on Bailey's Corner in the city. So everyone get down there, purchase your foundation membership, $200 each. That's pretty cheap for foundation membership. So please get down there, support the bid, and let's get this ball rolling.
It's an absolute bargain.
It is a bargain, isn't it? You're gonna buy mine, aren't you, Russ?
I would buy all of them. Let's buy 5,000 of them. Eamon's got the money stashed away somewhere.
It's the near post football wage, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
We can put it on the accounts, can't we?
Well, I'm sure we can. Creative accountancy somewhere. Anyway, back to business. And it was there was only one game in the men's Premier League of Capital Football on the weekend. And Belconnen United certainly sounded out a warning to everybody that thought their season might be falling apart. They won 5-1 against Canberra Olympic. David Lee with a hat-trick for the second game in a row. Now on 10 goals this season. Steve O'Callaghan and Nori Somi scored the goals for Belconnen United. Canberra Olympic's response from Oliver Wiedeker. Not missing Danny Maker at all then.
No, late runner for the Golden Boot Award this year. I think David Lee has been just incredible since Maker has stepped down. I think probably Forshaw will be asking he should have stepped down earlier. No, I'm just kidding. Maker is a fantastic player and certainly a very interesting game. The fact that it was second v third and to get a scoreline like that, it was certainly a surprise. But let's quickly take a look at the fixtures for this weekend. Luke, we'll just get you to stick the neck out on the line and take a bit of a punt.
Yep.
ANU O'Connor Knights at ANU North 1 on Sunday.
I'd put O'Connor over them.
Canberra FC in Woden Valley.
Woden, why not?
Why not, exactly. Absolutely. I hope you go for Woden. Canberra City and Belconnen United at the Tradies Hawker Enclosed.
I'll give that to Belconnen.
Canberra Olympic and Tuggeranong United.
Olympic.
And Russ, any thoughts on those games?
Yeah, I can't really disagree with most of them, except for perhaps Woden Valley. No, I think the Tuggeranong Olympic game will be a tight match. I think Olympic have got a lot of quality, and they beat Tuggeranong 2-0 down at Canberra. So, I'd pretty much agree with most of what Luke said there.
Well, look, it's going to be a fascinating fixture. Tuggeranong are desperate for the points if they're going to play some finals footballs. They need to start winning games, and they obviously have the skill and quality. And after that big loss to Olympic, you never know.
Well, it's important for Tuggeranong because they have a game in hand, and if they win their game in hand, they're 2 points clear of O'Connor and they're in the four.
Exactly. Now, I believe you've got the Women's Premier League games there in front of you as well.
Yeah, the fixtures this weekend for the Women's Premier League, it's Canberra City versus ANU, Woden Rival versus Bell West, and Western Creek versus Belconnen United. Small match there.
Yeah, look, only second be third. That's gonna be a great one. Last time these two sides met, Belconnen actually knocked over Western Creek for their first loss of the season. And in fact, in that game, it was the first time Western Creek had conceded any goals this year. So Belconnen will be hoping to replicate that again if they're going to continue to push for that minor premiership. But as we say that, we are very, very quickly running out of time. Luke, thank you very much for joining us this evening. I believe you've got to head back down to training down south.
Yeah, going training at Duntroon now.
Oh, fantastic. Glad it's you and it's not me, mate. It's cold and wet outside, I hope you brought your rain jacket. Anyways, Russ, thanks for joining us this evening.
Okay, I think that's the show for tonight.
I would like to thank Capital Football. Capital Football, thanks, Michelle and Russ.
We'll catch up with you next week.
We'll do. The Near Post, get there first if it's for football news that you thirst. The Near Post, get there first.